Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dory Shafrir.
And hello, I am Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
We are just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. We are just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us with any questions, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, indeed. And we do love to hear from you.
We do.
And I'm seeing the text messages. I like Kate, the text message relationship that we can have with listeners now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it's just like, you know, often, I mean, look, I like all relationships that we can have with listeners now.
Sure.
Voicemail, email, text. But it's kind of, text is very personal. And so it's like kind of fun just to see these little like, hey, did you check this out? And like, then it's like, that's it. I'm like, oh,
totally. Hi. Totally.
I don't know. There's just something like it just feels very intimate and I'm enjoying it.
Well, good. What else is going on with you?
Well, in positive news, I do not have coronavirus.
That's great news.
I didn't think I had it, but because I have been in public spaces, as previously mentioned, at various march and protest situations, I wanted to make sure I was not like an asymptomatic carrier.
Right.
And, you know, my family has been pretty self-isolated. We have kind of like had a little pod, but we have like, I've been grocery shopping, you know, like it's not like we haven't only been home for the last 4 months. We have existed in some like public spaces, just like I think many of us have. So we all went and got tested, had a drive-through testing center here in LA County. And I have to say, I know not everyone first of all, I know our listeners are all over the world. So I'm really speaking to like a micro experience here in Los Angeles, because I know there are places where it's hard to even get a test still.
Mm.
So I think we're very lucky that we're able to have this kind of access. But like, I got our results in less than 24 hours. So that was amazing, because I've heard so many stories of people waiting for 7 days. And especially if you are symptomatic, waiting that long must feel very scary. So less, you know, and probably 18 hours later, I got text messages and we were all negative. And so I had assumed that, but it was nice to go through the process, to know what the process is, to know that if we were exposed recently, we didn't get it. And here we are. I have not done the antibodies test, so I don't know about that, but maybe we will do that at some point.
But you don't currently have coronavirus.
I do not currently have coronavirus. No, awesome. I don't. Yeah, that was good. And I would say, you know, like if it is within your means to get tested, if it's accessible and free, I would do it.
Yeah, I want to take my fam.
Yeah,
to get tested.
Yeah. You know, they're encouraging people here, like, they're kind of like, hey, go get tested. And I'm sure it helps also like model statistics for the area as well. I don't know what I'm talking about. Again, I'm no doctor, but model statistics, right, Dory? That's a thing.
Yeah. I mean, it helps to know what kind of overall prevalence of coronavirus is in the population. And the only way to know that is by testing very large numbers of people. So
lots of people. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in non-coronavirus news over here, Bo got sprayed by a skunk last week. And we're kind of still dealing
really
with the repercussions. Yes, and it's been almost a week. His breath still smells like skunk. Like, I think it's pretty much off his fur.
But it sprayed it in his mouth? That's a thing?
It must have. I mean, I did not observe it happening.
Do you think Bo was like open wide? He was like,
well, I think Bo was barking at him.
Oh, that makes more sense than him being eagerly accepting of the spray.
Yeah, no, I think Bo was barking. I know Bo was barking at him, and I assume that the skunk sprayed Bo at, you know, when his mouth was open. I mean, it was like all over his face. It was in his eyes. It was horrible. It was truly
I've never had an animal get sprayed by a skunk. It sounds pretty gross.
It was really bad. And, you know, you have to like flush their eyes really quickly, and it was really bad. And then we got him a skunk bath the day after. We tried to sort of wipe him down with a homemade anti-skunk solution that helped a little bit, but then we took him to get a real skunk bath on Friday. This happened last Thursday. And it helped, but he still sort of smelled skunky. And so then yesterday we got him another bath, and I washed our towels that we had used to like wipe him down. I washed them like 3 times. The last time I'd finally gotten some Nature's Miracle skunk odor remover and put it in with the detergent, which is a thing you can do. And that finally got the scent totally out of the towels. It was so gross. Was really, really, really gross. So that's like a thing we've been dealing with.
So what I'm hearing is your dog is like having a luxurious life of baths.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he's living a lot of grooming. Best dog care.
Yeah, he is. I also want to mention, in my like ongoing quest to diversify Henry's spaces, I bought another couple board books All right, I bought one more board book and one more children's book. And I mention this because board books in particular are hard to find for that have protagonists that are children of color. And so I just want to mention one of them is called Anti-Racist Baby. And it comes out on Tuesday, and it's by Ibram X. Kendi, who wrote How to Be an Anti-Racist.
Yeah.
So it's cool. So it's the baby version, I guess, of that book. And I'm excited to get it. And then I also got him a book called Rocket Says Look Up, which is it's a little girl, a plucky aspiring astronaut intent on getting her community to look up from what they're doing and reach for the stars. And she wants to be an astronaut. So I'm excited about that book too. And that is a children's book, but it is not a board book.
So you're kind of transitioning into the children's book.
Yeah, he's not quite ready for books with non-board pages yet, because he rips everything and he eats them, but it'll be nice to have. And I bought both of those from Semicolon Books in Chicago, which is a Black woman-owned bookstore there that Caroline Moss of G-Thanks Just Bought It interviewed last week on her podcast. And if you haven't listened to that episode yet,
It is so good. 42 minutes or whatever it is, and just dig in, go for a walk.
Yeah, it's really so really good. Great, really great.
Well, you and I hung out this week. I feel like we should let people know.
Oh yeah, yeah, we should. I forgot, but yeah, we did.
You and I hung out on my island in the Nintendo game Animal Crossing. Because I started playing Animal Crossing, and then you started playing Animal Crossing.
It's
and
true.
Now at night, we are often both spending a little bit of time playing Animal Crossing on the Nintendo Switch.
Yep. But we need to become friends so I can use my axe and my shovel on your island.
I know, it was very confusing. I still don't know what I'm doing. Everybody in my family is better at the game than me. They've all taken it over. And you are able to visit people. So Dory came to my island, and then our characters just like stared at each other. It was like very awkward. Like I felt awkward as my avatar.
I thought you were supposed to be able to chat, but somehow that wasn't working. But you can come to my island too, you know. There's a lot more like raw materials on my island because it hasn't been pillaged by your children.
Oh my gosh. That is just... My kids are all over this island chopping down my palm trees. I mean, it's just a mess. I did want to mention, Dory, that I have a couple product mentions that I just wanted to shout out
before
we get into listener feedback. The first one is, I have talked about how I've really been struggling with sleep. Mm. And someone recommended Good Day Chocolate. And they make like vitamin products that are chocolate candies.
Ooh.
And the melatonin especially is my favorite. I've also tried their Calm and chocolate product, and like it's like a Calm supplement. And I didn't really find that make much of a difference. But their melatonin chocolates, like I look forward to taking them every day because they're like giant M&Ms. Each piece has 1 milligram of melatonin. So you can really like, you could take a little or you could take a lot depending on what you feel like your needs are. And they're really good. And they have like kids multivitamin. They have a kids melatonin. We'll link to it, but just trust me on this. The product is good and it's a delicious treat.
Great.
That I take after I brush my teeth.
Consider it recommended.
Yeah, I really like, I've tried a bunch of different melatonin products and I cannot tell you, like, I love this one. So if you're having a hard time sleeping like me, I have found this to be very helpful. I take it about an hour before I plan on like closing my eyes to sleep.
Great.
Yeah, that's all. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, well, let's take a short break. And we'll be right back with some listener questions.
We will BRB.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. you can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
All right. We're back.
We're B. We're B is what we are. We are B.
Yeah, Kate, we are.
BRB, we are B. Do you know, I think about you saying we are B on an old episode of this podcast like once a day and laugh to myself.
Do you really?
That's why I'm forcing it right now, because I literally be getting in bed and I just think of you going, we are B, and it makes me giggle.
I'm glad I can offer that to you, Kate.
All right, let's dig into some listener cues, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay, so we have a question. This listener writes, I have a completely vain and ridiculous question. How do I wear office-appropriate makeup while wearing a mask? As lockdown is easing here in New York, I'll likely go back to the office in a few weeks. I normally take the subway and wear a neutral face of makeup, primer, foundation, blush, mascara. But soon, I'll walk about 50 minutes and wear a mask. Doing makeup at the office doesn't seem advisable. But if I put on makeup before my walk, I expect a lot will transfer onto the mask. Do I forget about foundation and just focus on my eyes? Do I just ditch makeup completely? I have enjoyed not wearing makeup during lockdown, but I have some skin issues, thanks, eczema, that I feel more comfortable covering with makeup when in the office. I acknowledge this question comes from a place of overwhelming privilege and vanity. I'm very lucky to have my job and that genuinely nobody will notice what my face looks like.
Well,
interesting
question. And the first thing that came to mind is that you're going to be walking 50 minutes in New York summer heat and humidity.
Ooh.
So I don't see a world where you can put on makeup before you leave the house, to be perfectly honest.
I would a nice mist for the trip.
Yeah. You say doing makeup at the office doesn't seem advisable, but why not? Like, why couldn't you just go into the bathroom as soon as you get there? I mean, you're probably going to be sweating, honestly. You might even need to change. I don't know. Like mist your face and then put on makeup. Like, why? Unless I'm missing something, I don't see why that is not advisable.
Yeah, I actually agree. I think doing makeup at the office, I mean, unless it's the kind of thing where you're self-conscious being in the public work restroom with your coworkers coming in and out and you're standing, I get that. I mean, who knows what like the coworker dynamics are? Who knows what kind of business? Maybe it's a very like formal, conservative financial company where that's frowned upon. I don't know. I'm making this up. But if you cannot do that, I would say like, focus on your skincare and keeping like getting that at maybe a tinted SPF since you're going to be outside. Maybe like some nice kind of waterproof mascara so your sweat doesn't get in there. And then I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah.
I would say like comfort over makeup.
Yeah. I mean, maybe some waterproof mascara or something.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put on too much before you leave the house, just based on my own experiences with the heat and humidity in New York in the summer.
I guess you're not going underground to the subway, but the walking 50 minutes.
Walking 50 minutes, yeah.
I mean, we've been there. We have both done it. And it is, you are drenched by the end of that journey. Yeah. And you know what? I just want to say, like, this is not a vain question. It's a real, now a very strange reality for us, right? Like, we are all hopefully masking ourselves to prevent the spread of coronavirus. It is weird to think about putting on makeup and then, like, putting on a mask, you know. And if also, I will say, if the makeup gets on the mask, you just do a little, like, rinse wash in the sink at night when you get home, hang it to dry.
Yeah. Although it's probably not great to have a mask on your face all day that has makeup on it. You could also bring an extra mask.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. You could have an office mask.
Yeah, an office mask.
Office mask.
That's a good idea.
Well, we solved everything.
We did.
We did. Office masks. The end. Good luck, though, listener, and good luck returning to work. I hope that transition goes smoothly.
All right. Well, we have a voicemail.
Hey, Kate and Dory. I'm responding to your last mini episode where one of the listeners was asking about balancing being an activist with your mental health and the privilege that white people have for not having to live an experience of being targeted by racism on a daily basis. One thing that I've been doing when I need a break from the active activism and anti-racist work is actually just creating or viewing or consuming content that was created and features Black people, but is more fun and more fictional. So I just watched The Photograph the other night, which has some really great actors and actresses in it, and also gorgeous set scenery. You can also go shopping, just buy from Black makers or artists or designers, et cetera, et cetera. So there are still things to do to be supporting the Black community while also focusing on one's mental health. Sometimes the active work needs to be done, and sometimes it's okay to just have fun and curl up with a book written by a Black author that isn't about anti-racism, but is about two characters who are falling in love. Thanks so much. Cheers.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. I mean, yes, this is something we should be doing all the time.
Totally. I also just want to mention that Erica Chidi, who was on our podcast, gosh, last year, I guess, who is a doula and owns a space for expectant parents and new parents in, and does a lot of other kind of fertility work, and she has an amazing space called Loom. Anyway, she on her Instagram posted a really great video about your mental health kind of during this time, and how taking a mental health break is needed so that we can kind of regenerate to continue the work. So we will link to that in the show notes, but it's a really powerful video.
She's a great follow. She's the coolest. Go back and listen to her episode of the show. She's so
cool. She's so cool. All right. Should we take another break?
Let's BRB, as we like to say.
Great.
Sorry. I'm never going to stop. I'm sorry.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right. We are back. And B.
Thank you.
All right. Shall I read this email?
Please.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I've been a listener for a long time, but this is my first time writing to you. I was hoping to get your advice on a situation I've found myself in. My twin sister is currently planning her second wedding. Before COVID hit, she and her fiance set the date for October 10th, 2020. I thought COVID might make them change their plans, but alas, in the last 2 weeks, they've proceeded with their planning and kept the date. For over 2 months when COVID started, we distanced from her and her fiance and their three kids, even though they live literally next door to me and my family. After 2 months, we decided to introduce them to our bubble, which includes only my mom. The kids were so happy to play together again, but then my sister made some decisions I wasn't happy with in regards to safety around COVID, and we had to eliminate them from our bubble again. My husband and my mom are both high risk, and we take every precaution you could possibly take to protect ourselves. We can't imagine attending a wedding, though it will be under 50 people. That's still too many, in my opinion, in just a few months' time. I want to talk to my sister about my feelings, but she is very defensive on a normal basis, and I'm worried she will view it as me not supporting her in her marriage. How do you think I can best approach this, and do you agree October is too soon for an in-person wedding?
Okay. Well, my first thought is that, like, I validate you, listener. Like, do I agree that October is too soon for an in-person wedding? I mean, that's a decision that really can only be made by the people having the wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we can weigh in there. That has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do ultimately with you. You have to make your decision and be at peace with it, even if it ticks your family off. And I will say, I think your instinct is right, for sure. And these are hard conversations to navigate that we are probably going to be navigating for at least a year or two.
Yeah. Yeah. This is really, really tough. First of all, you don't have to make a decision today in June. You could put it off a little while longer and kind of see how things are going, like in your state. Are people going to be coming in from out of state? Who are these under 50 people who are coming? Is it all people who like live in your city that doesn't have a lot of cases? Or maybe you are in a hot spot. I think those are both factors to consider. Are guests going to be masked? Is there going to be any sort of social distancing happening at this wedding? Like, these are all things that I would want to know.
Did she say if this wedding is outside?
She did not say, but that's a great question. Like, is this wedding outside? Yeah. Maybe it's a situation where your husband doesn't go and you go and wear a mask. You know, like, I don't know. I think there are scenarios where you could conceivably go, but it's also, you just have to evaluate your own, you know, what the level of risk that you're willing to take on for this. And we can't tell you yes or no about whether to go, like Kate was saying.
It's really tough. I think talk to your sister about your feelings and preface it by saying, I support your marriage and I want to do everything I can in my power that supports you in your marriage while also making sure that my husband is safe or mom is safe. Mm-hmm. You know, like state your intention very clearly and start it off by supporting her. But I think, you know, you can be there. You can Zoom. People are Zooming into weddings now. Like,
yeah,
there are ways to do it so that you still keep your family safe. And part of me is like, if she's angry, those are her feelings. Like,
yeah,
you can't prevent her. There's nothing you can do to prevent her from having the feelings that she has. So I would say just be honest and go from there.
Yeah.
That's hard. That's a tough one.
That's really tough. All right. Next email.
Hi, Kat and Dort. Writing this email to you at 3 a.m. while holding my 3-month-old baby girl post-feeding. Wondering if you have any recommendations about how to start feeling better about my postpartum look in a pandemic. I need a haircut so badly and none of my clothes really fit me. I have ordered a few things online, but don't know my new body well enough to do that successfully. All I really want is to go into a store and see in person what fits my body. But due to COVID, that's not an option.
Okay, so I would just order a bunch of clothes from somewhere like Old Navy in different sizes and then just return what doesn't fit.
That has a accessible return. Yeah, yeah. Like not that like 1 week return policy.
No, and also not one that will make you pay for returns.
Yeah, agree.
I believe Old Navy does not make you pay for returns. J. Crew does make you pay for returns, by the way. So don't do this at J. Crew.
Okay.
So that is what I would suggest for that. You need a haircut so badly. I mean, people are cutting their own hair. I have not attempted this because I think it would end disastrously, but I know people who have done this. I also know someone who she FaceTimed her hairdresser and her husband cut her hair with her hairdresser's guidance.
Do we know the same person?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. It's the same person I know. Yeah.
So yeah.
I've cut my husband's hair twice during coronavirus times.
How many times has he cut your hair, Kate?
None, because I'm letting it grow to my butt.
Exactly. yeah, so I would start there.
I would also think, listener, like, Of course, get whatever clothes speak to you, but I'm kind of like postpartum. It's like, get a really, now look, depends on the temperature of your, the season where you are, but like, I would just get like a really great pair of black leggings and some comfortable, flattering t-shirts or tank tops and just call it a day.
Yeah.
Like, get stuff that feels good on your body because,
yeah,
especially when you are in this kind of postpartum phase of not sleeping. And you said that you are, you know, you're up at 3 a.m. feeding your child. Like, you know, just get something that feels like you're held. You know what I mean? Like that feeling of like my clothes fit me well. Doesn't matter like what the style is. Like, you don't need the best pair of jeans right now.
Right. What a nice sentiment. You know, it's funny. I just looked down. I'm wearing a t-shirt that I bought in my postpartum period. Remember when you gave me permission to buy new clothes?
I do. And I'm glad you took it.
I did take it. And I still wear some of the t-shirts that I bought during that period. These just like Henley, loose fitting Henley t-shirts from Old Navy. I wear them all the time. Still.
I love those shirts.
So, you know, you could be adding permanent things to your wardrobe.
Yeah, I wore, I don't know if I still have a lot of my postpartum clothes, but it's been like 7 years, but I kept them for, yeah, I mean, they were just my clothes.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, that's tough. We're thinking of you.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a voicemail to send us off on this episode.
Okay. Send us into the weekend.
Yes. Or to the bathroom.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I'm calling because I've made an important decision. During this time of social distancing and staying home, I am going to start peeing in the shower. I'm doing this to conserve toilet paper because now that I'm home all day and all night and I'm constantly drinking water and seltzer and tea and wine, I pee all the time. So I'm going through toilet paper faster, way faster than I normally do. And then it occurred to me this morning, I can pee in the shower. So I'm really glad you guys started this conversation a few weeks ago before COVID-19 took over. And I think something we can all do to help conserve toilet paper is pee in the shower. Thanks. And I hope everybody's happy and healthy. Bye.
What a great idea.
Yeah. Pee in the shower.
Save
your toilet paper.
Yeah. Save them for the poops.
Oh, God. The one thing I was thinking when listening to this voicemail, is this listener peeing in the shower just while they're showering or like all the time are they going to be peeing in the shower?
Oh, interesting question.
Just a thought.
You know what? Now that you mention it, I feel like she's peeing in the shower all the time.
I mean, she didn't specify, right?
She did not specify.
So,
she did
tell
not
us how that goes.
Specify.
Let us know the ins and outs of that.
I mean, well, you know what saves a lot of toilet paper?
A bidet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Listen, you know, in the game Animal Crossing, you can get a bidet.
You can? I haven't seen one yet.
My kids both have them.
I just bought an upright vacuum. I bought a vacuum on your island, actually.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Happy to hear that. Well, enjoy your vacuum and I'll be enjoying my bidet.
All right. Well, Kate, it's been a pleasure as always chatting with you.
Always is. Listeners, thanks so much for listening and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.